I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
I do. I need to hook. Okay, I hold my bow and then poke a finger.
Perhaps we should be transported with weapons drawn.
Yeah.
At least the Norse people.
My hands are my weapons. Just saying.
I almost have my weapons drawn.
Okay, right, let's go.
Right here. Here we go.
They can't go to Valhalla with their hands.
That helps. Are you ready? And the ring force disappears.
It's the Conan.
The ring force disappears and you're standing on a flat gray stone surface. And it's firm footing. Solid. But in every direction that you look, except for one, you basically see rolling clouds instead of ground. You see the sky is empty. There are no clouds above you. And you see what's astral space for those of you who know, but you see a planet in the far distance that looks like about the size of a golf ball, but it's far, in the far distance. The one direction that is not clouds looks like a castle. There are towers rising, it's pale gray stone, and you do notice that there are men standing on the ramparts. They have spears with little red tassels on them blowing in the wind. And then there's a tower in the distance, and there is a man and a woman who stand there looking in your general direction. However, all of them look quite large, like to be maybe 20 plus feet tall.
To not be here.
Move it. Let's go. Yes. Go again.
Quickly.
Rather not fight Valdrin.
I say we kill them all.
No.
We're leaving.
Okay. Let Thor sort them out.
He can actually try to teleport you. There, you hear a bell tolling in the distance.
Now,
like this, bong.
I've consulted my intuition, granted me by the gods, and I suggest we get out of here.
Why are we still here? Dang.
14.
Who are 19.
I made my save.
Okay. Anybody roll less than 5?
Oh. Less than 5, no.
Yes,
no. Okay.
If you roll less than 5 on your d20, you are struck with the fear of death. Your heart races, you sweat begins to pour out.
Elven mage.
I'm an elven cleric thief.
Right. Was the elves are suddenly afraid?
Which causes them to release hands and cower.
Okay,
and
bye.
Put his hand tighter.
Get
over here,
you little baby.
Crush his hand. Get it back. Okay. I'll grab him by the arm.
Leon and Kendra have Theon. Edlin grabs her hand.
My group
is in her hand.
I think your
and she's pulled away from you. And he says, latch on.
Do I help with his fear at all?
No.
Oh, yeah, he's sitting right next to his fellow.
Okay.
It's magical. It's cloud giant fear.
Okay. And so the circle is right behind him. And he says, ah! Okay. And the cloud castle disappears, and you appear on a hillside amidst a mudslide.
Oh, gosh.
And you're sliding down, mud's getting in your pants and in your armor.
Why?
Just not this one.
Okay. Everyone needs to make a dex check to maintain their
hold.
Equal or less than dex.
8x7.
Easy. Yeah, actually don't make the roll because they're being ripped.
I rolled a one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You made it. You failed by a lot.
Oh, yeah. Anybody miss?
Me.
You failed by 6.
But it's okay.
Doesn't matter. We're grabbing.
All right.
Got you.
8x10.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just try and hold on.
So as the mud is sloshing over you and mud's getting in his face and his balls and whatever, he says, I won't love it! Disappear. All right, you're standing in a green rolling hill countryside. looking, what the direction sense know is to the south. You see trees along foothills, along mountains, layered very quickly. Looking to the north, in the far distance, you see what might be a small town. And then a river runs through between you and the town. It is probably early morning here, maybe 9 o'clock. There's no snow on the ground, but the grass is not growing. It's like that early spring death zone.
Death
zone. Sure question.
Oh, me? I was wondering if I think I could make clothing clean with Manhattan before, like make it appear clean and then...
I'm going to press the digitizer.
You have to be a little careful because you're creating, potentially creating a permanent state.
Of cleanness? Let's probably that.
If you create the permanent state of your clothing, for example, they will not flex when you bend. Things like that.
But I'm sure it's clean right now.
Have I seen that on new
adventures?
I'm
sure
it's clean.
I'm sure it's clean.
My pants are clean,
but you're not going to be able to make the
Kendall
you can make clothing.
It looks like the army men.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but this is like magic clothing.
Yeah, that's rough. So you could make a torrent of rain. Anyway, you're standing in this open field and, you know, pretty much covered in mud.
I start sprinting around. It's fine.
But it strikes you that you are in the Joffian countryside, no more than a couple hundred miles from Britain.
Okay.
We made it.
So we are pretty close right here.
Now, Edlin's just totally covered in mud and he's holding on and he says,
no!
What?
No.
We're pretty much here.
We're here.
You did well.
That's crazy.
Well, we're a couple hundred miles or something.
I've never got it.
From Geoff, but that's the thing. Where we're supposed to go is about 100 or so miles from Geoff.
Yes.
I think we can get closer. Let's go.
Does anyone have navigation?
Me.
All right. Okay,
roll your dice.
I'm gonna fit down the force and make a lot of rain.
Okay.
Just one little rain cloud.
Supposed to get lower?
No, just over. We have to cover our group.
Yes, equal or less.
Oh, navigation. I want to be money.
Intelligence minus two.
Okay, I'll make it over everyone except Leon.
So yes, you think you're fairly sure that you're within no more than a dozen miles from your final destination.
I think we can get closer.
We're just over 20 miles from where we need to be.
That's fine.
20 miles, that's one day's walk.
Yep.
Who fell?
Yeah, no more than
a day's walk.
I'll make horses.
Uh-oh. Somebody went down.
Have you not been paying attention to our last few blips? Yes, they were all bad.
Moraline, hit the floor.
Just like Arnold said.
Don't
yes,
tell
they
her.
Were all bad.
Let the players hit the
floor. Okay, everybody who dies in this adventure, we have to take their poster.
Yeah.
Are we hanging upside down?
I can hang almost die, so.
It's hanging sideways.
I don't know if I can make enough force.
Hang the black cloth over it.
No,
target.
How many do
So I understand we're just over 20 miles, but do we really want to take the chance of ending up on another planet?
No.
No.
We're not in probability traveling for the moment.
Okay. We're walking.
Planet.
We have a greater probability of walking there
okay.
at this point.
Yeah.
A cloud appears over top of you and begins to horribly rain.
Yay.
Now she's
awesome.
Washing butt off.
Does that seem bizarre to anyone?
Wait, what?
Yeah. I knew where it came from. So,
so that one seems bizarre to you. Alright, you may break a saving throw versus spell.
Me?
Oh,
everyone that thinks it's bizarre that it would
see you.
I'm 5% magic resistant. What does that do?
Get wet but clean.
10.
I'm 5% magic resistant. What does that do to me?
May you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is.
This be considered AOE?
This rain doesn't seem right, and you don't feel like you're getting very wet.
Will this be considered AOE?
I'm fine with that.
What?
Okay.
Right. Mine.
Nine.
Yes.
So I definitely.
Yeah.
Do I add
wet.
Something for the magic AOE. Resistance?
Eric.
I got the 5% magic.
I'll get 5% roll separately. But first, check our save.
Okay. Well, I failed my save.
Can I just
made
I rolled a 17.
She made her save. She made her save.
I got a little gem
there.
She made it. She rolled 17.
It didn't actually work.
So you failed
and
failed.
Oh, okay.
The goal is to fail, so you really
right, so if you make your save, the rain barely affects you at all. You just feel Like you're being, you don't feel like you're being pelted by damn air.
You never wrote down my saving throw number.
And what's your
roll, you guys? 16.
You don't need those for
this
brain is real refreshing.
What's that?
They're all in the high single digits.
Bring your character sheet.
It's going to be like 9, 10. Capture bonuses and stuff.
So I'm going to draw some plates. It's fighter levels.
Yeah, it's all threes. Yeah, that's why I didn't write about
it. He gets the best one.
Yeah, best one.
Just so you know, it's going to be around here forever. Until the end of time.
Yeah, plus one. Plus
one. Yeah, no one's going to be like, there's a ring.
No magic's work on illusions.
What are they?
Some illusions.
I have a story.
Like, you can't dispel.
Okay. So I couldn't dispel your dragon bird any faster than
that. It's a paper.
You can dispel illusions.
Okay, so the rain washes the mud off of those of you who believe in it. The rest of you still look muddy.
The mud is gone from me.
Okay. You weren't making the cloud real low. You were just.
11,
like, you weren't being a permanent rain cloud in the village countryside.
You should. Leave a mark in the world.
I think I'll leave it here.
Yeah. Roll again. See if we can turn.
Druids are
six.
That's good. So you've created. So that roughly 20-foot diameter space, it would downpour in Genoa and remain there.
Anybody needs water.
So you know what's going to happen. In about 5 years, there's going to be a village right downstream from this spot.
And
man-made lake.
I'm creating settlement.
All right,
I'm creating erosion.
So, Jasmine's navigation abilities, you can head toward the region of the caves.
There will never be
traveling. Okay.
This way.
Other than an uncomfortable stomping inhale, dampness, some people still coated in mud, the journey goes uneventfully.
Okay.
But does take about half the day.
I should meet horses.
So you're getting out there probably between noon and one. And you do know that the cave, as previously forecast, is actually in a hillside, in a large hillside bluff kind of thing.
Hillside bluff.
And eats while walking because of the sense of urgency.
That's why we're walking.
Everyone is in good physical health. We're going to walk for 4 hours or so. And then the weather remains good. By the time you're getting there, it's the height of the day. Temperature's getting close to 70. The sun is shining. There's not a cloud in the sky. You left behind the pouring cloud that was behind you, which was sitting unnaturally low and dumping water on the ground.
Very strange.
Yeah, it's a very strange cloud.
Just roll with it.
And you come to the area where the cave is supposed to be. Looking up there, you see a cave mouth, lo and behold. But there is a camp in front of the cave mouth, including a couple of wagons. And there are men streaming out of the cave. And they've just finished loading the wagons with what appears to be heavy goods. And they're, so you're seeing them still from several miles away.
These guys are either evil dragon friends or they just killed a dragon.
And then the caravan with the wagons begins to head to the northeast, which is not the immediate direction, coming from directly from the north. So they're not heading towards you, but they are leaving, and you see that there are some men being left behind at the cave.
That's deeper into GL?
This is the cave
away from Gulan?
It would be, yes.
Leon, are there dragons?
Right?
This could be Geon.
This is the cave that's
are there
dragons right?
Okay. They have banners. If anyone has heraldry, you can check and see.
Who needs Jake?
Hey, Leon. Show dragons.
Yeah, heraldry, you can roll in 20 versus heraldry to see how nice they are.
Made it by six.
Okay. Does Atlantis have heraldry as well?
No, I do not.
Oh,
yes,
I do.
Yes, I do.
There are targets, but there's nothing.
Did not make it.
So the closest thing is maybe 2 miles.
Yeah, so this is the cave that the dragon's meant to be in, right?
This was the cave the dragon was supposed to be in, correct.
So they probably just killed their dragon.
Okay. So they have red banners, and on the banner is a gold harp with strings. And you recognize that as the banner of the order called the Harpers. And basically they are from Greyhawk and they hunt dragons and collect artifacts.
Oh, it's the Harpers. They have our artifact.
Okay.
That may or may not be true.
Trying to get it.
Okay. From this distance, yeah, no. Would a flying spell get me there?
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role-playing, and yet, let's roll.
Pretty quick.
Can we agree for this?
Do we want to split up and one intersect the caravan and one go to the cave? Two groups?
What's the... What's
it
the
lets you fly, but
it's it's in the cave, it's not really going anywhere.
Staff
the caravan up first all together.
I have locate object.
It's an ancient dialogue.
She has an augury, that's...
We could
augury
locate
and see if the staff's
artifact.
Still in the cave.
Or we could just locate it and it'll lead us right to it.
Maybe.
Regardless of where it's at.
We're going to make a decision.
Ask if the Harpers have.
That'll get there fast.
Use your augury and ask if the Harpers have their.
Yeah, well, it'll make you run about as fast as he does. He doesn't need
me and you.
Let's
run to the
caravan.
Okay, I got a motion of speed.
Be aware, Alanis does know the Harpers because they're from Greyhawk.
Right.
And you know that they are generally adversarial to everyone.
They're jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're major jerk.
Fireball first.
I say we try to look
after Fireball first.
I got that too. I got that covered too.
Now you're 2 to 3 miles from there, so by the time you get there, they're making a couple miles. If you go with the potion speed, the monks go there.
Do you want to use yours or mine?
Get, still get a mile away from the cave by the time you get there.
I didn't
use mine. All right, and
that's
I can
more.
Get
can
one more person. I got 2 uses of a potion of speed.
Give me. You can
because if we split up, we can hit the caravan.
Let us try to locate after the first, see if we can tell where it is.
Okay.
Splitting up is never good.
Casting locate
object. But then we can hit the caravan.
If we have to catch him.
And the locate object that the item that you're searching for is the mysterious artifact staff of a Dawn-Alive sorcerer.
Correct.
Okay. Doesn't have
well, whatever his name is.
Right.
Something who.
No, that was the guy who was
afflicted. Well, you could say that. You could say the staff that healed with,
Mr. Pooh.
Acid and Pooh.
Yeah.
Mr. Pooh.
That would add something. It's not Bosch, but it would add something.
Acid
man poop. Okay. So, rope sent out ice.
I sleep the staff that healed Mr. Pooh.
Staff that healed Mr. Pooh destroyed the world.
Nice.
Yeah.
It is down there. Okay. It's either in the caravan or in the cave.
Okay, well, it's definitely down there.
I told you.
It will last for a little while. So, if you get close
caravan.
Enough, fast enough,
let's
you
head
can
that
find
way.
Out whether which is which, maybe.
Once they move off, I'll be able to tell you if it's with them or still in the cave.
Okay.
Let's go this way.
We'll move out to the side and start triangulating your angle.
Okay.
That would speed it up.
Hit the caravan first, and then we hit the cave. The cave's not going anywhere. So
how many people are in the caravan?
40. And they've left at least maybe 5 or 6 of the cave.
It's 40 dragon hunters. They're not trying.
Can we fireball the dragon out of here?
No, maybe they can only hunt dragons because there's 40 of them. Maybe they're like...
The Harpers are about 4,000 strong.
Maybe they're like... Well,
but only Atlantis knows that. He's a G-Hawk name, a Greyhawk name.
Yeah, from what I know about the Dragon Hunters, they're tough dudes. And 40 of them, they'll... We got some power here, but...
In this part of the world, they're one of only 2 organizations that still hunt dragons without using dragons.
Like I said, I was prepared to hunt...
What kind of armor are they wearing?
Chain or plate.
Who's the other one?
Walking. Word thing.
Yes. You don't know.
We're all.
And that was his thought. So, a few minutes ago. All right.
Walking.
You're heading that way. You're triangulating, kind of cutting out on an angle where you can't try to find out whether or not the item is in the caravan or in the caves. Rope sent all these here.
72.
Okay, when they are a good half mile out from the cave, you're still not getting a reading. It still could be either or,
okay.
Even though you've come a mile yourself or so. And they disappear from view. And you know now, with them not in view, the next time you check it or whatever, there's a good chance that if they have it,
the spell might just end and wouldn't tell you that they have it because they're moving away. You're not moving toward them unless you begin now to move toward them. In other words, you can't triangulate. The spell, the locate object, as long as you're moving toward it, it usually lasts for a while. But if you're not moving toward it, it'll end.
If I move towards them, I'll be moving away from the cave.
That's right. So basically, you have to almost kind of pick one.
You have two people that can look at object.
But if she moves toward them and it ends, then that should
tell
us the cave, and we know where the cave is. So I'll move towards them.
And would you like to do it quicker?
Cross elimination, yeah.
Considering you're just using it to figure it out. Here's a potion of speed, your choice.
Okay.
Where's the staff? Where's the staff?
Come on, I'm the staff.
just out of curiosity, did you bring Bowen in and bring him through that hole, or are you leaving him out of this?
Leaving him out of this.
Okay. But Hunter would be with you.
Hunter would
you
rise?
He rides in your clothes unless you
okay.
are in danger, then he'll drop out.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and he's tough. Mm-hmm. He's been through a lot.
Oh, he's at animals.
Yeah, so Mark or your horses on here?
Bart's good.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Just Hunter. Okay.
You would start to listen. Even your clothes is going to become Jake and
little squirrel.
Yeah. He has a squirrel that's been traveling with him. It's old now. It's almost, it's like elderly for a squirrel. But it's like, it has like 28 hit points.
It's leveled up to the point where it's a tank.
For a squirrel.
another magic card squirrel master has a squirrel flying.
It's bite. That's D10.
The squirrel.
Yeah.
The squirrel can fight on the front line as effectively as it.
The squirrel probably could have taken the kobolds. It just would have taken a while. Just taken like all day.
Imagine
he once was named Scavenger until he killed two wolves at one night.
Is he a wolf squirrel?
Imagine his AC.
You renamed him Hunter the night he killed two wolves. As you usually call Scavenger. And he does tend to steal
things.
Do we meet
James?
That's
him.
Okay.
And
off towards the caravan.
Okay. So you're readjusting to the caravan. Roll to the dice.
Ends up being a monk. She's a chipmunk. Ends up being a monk. A chipmunk.
I'll take one.
He like runs out of here. You
got your own. Okay, the spell ended, so either from the cave.
Where your spell was affected.
So the caravan's now moving away?
Correct. The caravan is roughly a mile from the cave, right? And you're roughly a mile from the cave coming in at a different.
Did it work at all? Did you?
Alright, Jasmine, try your.
Do be aware, if you don't have a locate object, then you could be within 10 feet of it and not find it. Cool. So that's something you gotta.
Well, when you stay the night, and come back tomorrow.
Yeah, which would be, well, today is your last full day.
Oh, that's right, I'll be dead, yeah.
I mean, the coronation is supposed to be tomorrow. She can start trying to delay it, but...
No, she doesn't have to wait
tomorrow.
Generally,
it's not soon, right?
Correct.
Unless you're here on purpose.
Precognition time.
Well, it tends to last for minutes, not turns, and... you know, when you're talking about walking outside, it takes 20 minutes to walk a mile. So you're a mile from the cave right now. If you cast it right now and it's in the cave, it'll end before you
try to precognate.
That's all I'm saying. If it's in the cave, you want to cast it.
You're trying to precognate.
Also, be aware that you don't know it well. The likelihood of finding with a locate object is actually.
I'm just checking the cave.
If you don't know it well, you've got.
Because that's less variables. I have an action.
Yes, sir.
I shall now use my abilities to predict the future, and I'm going to try to use precognition.
Here we go.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. What would happen if we went into the cave, search for the staff, and then when we find the staff, if when we either check the
He's
whole
right. cave, you're going to pass out.
Are you sure?
They left six guards. One view combat.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Pass out.
We're going to have to.
You can ask the guards before you use that. Right?
What if we just
go to the
check the guards?
We need post cognition.
That's not you. That's up to the guards.
I think everyone has post cognition.
You see if you can ask the guards.
Unless you're sleeping, drunk, or unconscious.
I guess we gotta go fight these guards.
We're not all summer.
Because I didn't think about the fact that we're like.
So we're still a mile away.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
last time I fired an arrow at a kobold, it diverted way off course to kill a dragon.
Okay.
There are targets in the area. Perhaps I should try firing now.
Go for it.
I don't need my arrow diverting away from the guard to go after a dragon in the middle of combat.
Yeah, let's go ahead and fire off the
way. Dragon will
fire off. Like, if the target's over the air, I'm going to try to fire off over there.
How far away are these people?
Mile.
They're a mile from the cave mouth. You're a mile from the cave mouth. We're coming in at a different angle.
Where's the target?
So they're probably about a mile from you.
Where's the target in relative to the cave?
Okay. The closest target. There's probably a dozen.
No.
Get him, Leon. Come on. Get him.
Shoot him off.
Get him, boy.
Get him off.
Take him. The one farthest away from the cave.
I have a lot of experience to go to my next level.
Get him, Ranger. Get him. Get him. Get him.
Opposite direction.
Good Ranger. Closest.
Sure. You do realize these could be good dragons that I'm murdering.
Oh, well, you know.
What's a good dragon?
No, I'm totally fine with it.
In the direct opposite direction of the cave.
See, that's what I was trying to explain. That's what I was trying to say when we were doing those
fairies. Firing at that one.
Okay. You fire, the arrow soars off into the sky. You think, you're not sure, but you think you see it fall into the ground at maybe a half mile away.
Out of range.
Are there any that are closer?
Yes.
Yes.
Try it.
But, well, yeah, because, okay. Wherever is the closest target, I'm not going to try to fire at it. I'm going to try to fire, like, into a log over here, but kind of in the same direction.
Okay.
So I need to see if I target a target, it lets me fire at it. But if I target something else to see if it's going to work.
Okay. The closest target is in the direction of the harbors, almost perfectly.
It's probably.
And it's right at about that. It's 3/4 of a mile to 1 mile. So it's kind of about where they are.
Maybe they captured the dragon.
Is it aiming towards, there's a towards the dragon?
Maybe they could have found a way to party with it for this time.
There are no dragon targets in the cave.
Like, but there is in the caravan.
They just like come take
all
the
rest of the candy of the caravan.
They're not serious. Children are scared though, so.
Or they're just going to like get rid of these guys because. I'm not trying to wait around here, you know?
There's a target on the caravan.
Okay.
Just make a pin or anything.
Or.
Make a what? Just pick up.
Was there a target? No. Was there a target in the
but if I fire and it whoosh, and shoots that guy,
just make a dragon
and he dies and the snake like spears over that cave.
Dragon.
Game over.
Is there a target in the cave? You come in, fly in, and land.
Yeah.
It's more believable.
Target.
That's a lot of animatronics for you.
Okay.
I'm doing my.
He's done.
End of the game.
I've done much more.
You march to the game.
I'm getting out done. Bow made for strength.
I could probably kill these guys without us even having to fight them, though, if we want to try
something. Right now we're going to the cave to see if the staff is
there. Can you do it with the level well, one staff? Yeah,
that's what he's talking about, the guards that they left the cave.
Oh.
So as you're approaching the cave, and you're coming from the open countryside, there's no trees where you are, it's rolling hills with no trees. I mean, you've probably been spotted a long time before. No, really nothing to be done about that. And you see at the mouth of the cave, there's nothing in the... there's like a bowl, basically, about 100 yards across, bowl that's in the front of the cave. And there's like ridges on your side, so you're going to go down a few steps down into the bowl. And then the cave mouth itself has a path that winds up to it. It's a footpath, wide enough for maybe a small cart. The cave mouth is 40 foot across and 50 foot high. So this is by no means, this is not a secret cave. You know, you saw it from almost 2 miles away. But at the cave mouth, you can see that a barricade has been fashioned to one side, kind of the side where the trail comes up to it. And it looks like some of the harbor guards are taking cover behind the barricades. Yeah. There are no banners flying here. There's no caves here.
Yeah, but I think we should try talking to them before we, you know, do anything else.
We want to try talking to them. Didn't you say they're like mean people?
Yeah, but even mean people can be talked
to. Let's engage
them. It's not like a capital offense.
But like, that's because people are mean.
But it's a lot. It's a lot easier.
They screw up.
They're just. They're dangerous.
But it's just so much easier to kill them when they don't know you're there.
They know we're here.
Well, I mean, like,
they're hiding.
Okay,
they marked us.
When we're not like right next to them and they can like stab us, it's a lot easier to kill them.
Stay back here. I'll go talk to them. All
right, I like this plan.
Why don't you engage them from a distance?
I will. The Landis is approaching to try to communicate with them. You could probably stand on the ground below and just yell up at the cave mouth. They'll hear you. It's fairly
natural. Right.
Okay. Kendra is with you. Edlin will go with you as well.
The sword drop.
Sword drop, you said?
Yes, but that.
If this goes poorly, everybody grab hands and I'll just blip us out of here.
Yeah, we'll never be
probably
back, ever.
Probably. Is anybody staying back?
Are you
I would stay with him to make sure he doesn't cause problems.
He's going with that.
I'm going to stay with the back group, make sure Hazor doesn't cause problems.
Before they go, just like give me like a thumbs down if it's going really poorly.
That sounds like a plan. I'll be that guy. I'll stand in the back and give the thumbs down.
Elaine is going to drop 10 crossbow bolts in him.
Phazor, if I engage now, things are going poorly.
Yeah,
better to know before you like.
So if you see all of a sudden a fireball go off, you know things are going poorly.
Yeah, that's
lances.
True.
Lances. In half of them. They half of them have lances. Long spear. Long sword.
Cavaliers.
Warriors for sure, yeah.
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
Okay.
They would be called knights.
Do it.
I go up within shouting distance.
Oh, good.
Try
to
crossbow. I go
up
with
the first. Up to the middle of the bowl. Looks up there.
Okay. I go up
the front. All right. So you got Landis, Kendra, Deerwood, and Edlidge in front. Right? Everybody else is hanging back?
Yes.
And Theon's up front too. So you got four, five of you up front, and four of you in the back.
Can we be in short range?
Wait, who all is in the back?
You have to be outside.
You, the monk, me, and the wizard.
You have to be in the bowl, and you're four of them.
Well,
and how far are we hanging back? That's the question.
Yeah.
He'd like to have short range for both fire.
100 yards.
That would not be short range.
That would be medium range. Was it 7, 14,
20?
That would be 70 yards. It'd be short range?
Yeah. So the bowl is about 120 yards.
70?
So if you're closer than that, then you're coming down the slope.
Well, preferable range for me would be around 100 yards.
Jazz, what's the range on a fireball?
9 plus inch per level. So, plenty. 100.
Don't fireball me.
170 yards.
My maximum range is around 120 yards.
Who's other character?
I would like to stay
the party for
out of
the
120 yards. I'm a young caster. I can only control reality within about 120 yards of myself. Not caster. Manipulator.
Sculptor.
Yes, I'm a young sculptor.
I would like to stand right at the top of the bowl. That's my plan.
All right, Jasmine would like to be right outside, just outside the bowl. About 120 yards.
Let me know when I can
speak.
They're standing next to him in the middle.
I'm going to have to be a little closer than that, because
maybe
if I ran into trouble.
Looking up at the cave.
Mm-hmm. At the barricade. Guards are behind.
I'll advance to be down inside the bowl.
Okay.
I'd really like to be at short range.
As you're approaching...
I'll go part way down there.
As you're approaching the base of the cave, those of you who are, everyone that is approaching the base of the cave can roll a
d20.
13. 5.
4.
8.
You're all observant.
Okay. 5, you were
staying right. Kendra,
no, you went down.
Oh, Edlidge is oblivious. Somebody had to fail. Okay, as you're walking down, you notice that in the vertical surfaces of the bowl that face the interior, so in other words, pointing at you, if you will, there are holes.
how big of holes for a clear?
Roughly an inch and a half in diameter. But they are they're big enough for an arrow or even a spear to come through. But mind you, it's 120 yards.
It's probably 106 yards here. So.
I can't see them from where I'm at, right?
You might. I'll let you look at 20 to the window.
Because
you see them out on the sides.
11.
But yeah, you notice. Because there are holes that face from the outsides. In.
Could I cover all of the holes with one pin?
Not a chance. There are probably 10,000 holes.
Oh my.
Can't really even see them all the same.
You
time.
Could make a pit for the barricade to fall through.
I think else we need to get out of this bowl.
I just make a really big.
You could have noticed it 10, 15 paces in, so you're not actually approaching the bottom of the cave yet. So if it concerns you to be standing in there, you could do something about it before you.
Getting a meat grinder vibe from
that. Dang, I didn't take that spell.
Would you guys like me?
Wait a minute.
Landis is moving forward nonetheless. Edlidge is as well, because he's oblivious.
I'm standing back and being alert.
Yeah, I can make a make a bridge if you guys just don't want to be by all the holes.
Okay.
I have a ventriloquism potion if you want to be farther away.
I will too. She stands out full, you're charging feet away. She says, hey, I do have a ventriloquism potion if you want to use that and not be so close.
No, in this case, I'm willing to risk it.
I will too.
I can make a bridge across
but
the
I'm
hole.
But I'm going to be ready to see if I can duck below.
I can make a bridge across the whole bowl if you want to not be down by the hole.
No, it does.
And not in this case. For information.
Okay. Doesn't the buckler do, like, it changes just one attack?
Yeah, bucklers are one attack.
So then the shield. What is that?
Your shield, the round you extended, it counts as two for the first attack. After that, it's one blood buffer.
You guys are walking into the killbox.
I should probably wait to extend it until I'm getting attacked.
Probably.
Okay.
Or right before. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so those of you who are in the front group, walk forward.
Hands out.
Yep, okay. One of the guards must be the designated spokesperson. He strolls out to the edge. Now, you, from where you're standing, you cannot see the barricade. It's back past the lip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He steps up. He's wearing a bronze plate. It's probably 1 o'clock in the afternoon now. It gleams in the sun. He's got red tassels on each shoulder, red sash on his belt, red cloak, gold trim. He's probably early 20s. From the look of him, his face is exposed. He does have a helmet on. The helmet has a red plume that goes down like the Romans, sometimes centurions, sometimes wore.
Could I tell if he's Roman or Geoff?
Well, if he's a harper, he's Geoffian, but his nationality could technically be Romanian.
Okay.
He could be an immigrant, a lot of immigrants all over the world. There's a huge war in Romania, a lot of people were immigrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were fighting various elves and dragons. Kind of thing. But anyway, he does have his long sword drawn, and he has a bronze-colored shield on his left arm. He steps forward. He makes quite an impressive visage. He speaks in Joppian.
Okay.
So you have Joppian, but
yes, I do.
You have it at like 17 or less. You need to roll a d20.
I speak Joppian.
7.
You can hear everything he's saying. It's naturally projected by the bowl, so.
Brunson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brunson, new
Japanese. I know he's just landed.
Don't get more Japanese.
Not every Japanese language.
Three.
Okay. Both of you realize that he is speaking Japanese, but it is not his native tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So he is bilingual and speaking a second language. Anyway, he says, "Who are you? Why have you come?"
My name is Alandis. We have come in search of a quest to help save a future king. We are looking for a specific item that we believe was in this cave. We are not here for trouble. We are on a quest for good. There was a staff, and we need to retrieve this staff to relieve a curse for a future king.
That is a lot you have said there. The Harpers have killed the beast and claimed its treasures.
We do not even wish to have it for full time. We will happily rent this item. We will pay 100 gold to have it for 48 hours, and we will bring it back.
Well, that's a generous offer, but it would require us to let you search the treasures for what you seek. For there was very much, much of which has already been hauled off. Two caravans have left already today.
Again, we are not here to thieve. We are here for a specific quest.
Well, I don't know that I can help you.
Who is your commander? And where do we find him so we can speak to him with him?
My commander is Aaron Fly. He is in Greyhawk. But I am the commander here, but I can tell you what he'll say. If you give us a few days to sort the treasure, we'll sell you the staff that you're seeking for a reasonable price.
Is it possible for us to just approach the treasure so we can magically locate it and we can work out a deal for us to borrow for a price and bring it back?
Oh, some dice.
Playing a little too.
Seven-one.
Okay. This is...
If it's in what remains of the cave, I'll let you do what you ask for 1,000 gold.
Good God.
I need to converse to see if we have anything of that value with us right now.
Fair enough. I'll give you 5 minutes to make up your mind. Other than that, vacate the premise.
I start packing up, hands out. Go to Kendra.
Yeah, they'll let us go in, look at the treasure, see if we can magically locate it. They want 1,000 gold. I don't have anything on me with that much.
I don't know what I can
do. Then give them back.
I didn't cover it, but I don't know exactly what. Yeah.
You think it's very probable that the queen would reimburse any expenses?
We just tell her it costs us 5,000.
I have about 250 gold.
The general 600.
So that puts me at 945.
So even those who are standing in the bowl just talking in hushed tones, everybody outside the bowl can hear everything, including evidence in the cave, probably hear everything being said. So the amplification is amazing.
We near too.
Yeah, so everybody that's standing outside, you know that you don't know what he said, but you heard what Alanis explained.
I have some money.
I have some money.
69,515.
Yeah, I'm sitting there approaching like this. Approaching the gate.
What is it composed of?
1,600 gold piece gem, 69 platinum, and 15 gold pieces.
Okay. What's that total of two?
That's what I had.
Yeah, I approach. Okay. I approach the cave.
Quite a bit. I mean, it's 10 miles to where.
Yeah.
All right. One of you can come up and bring the money.
Two.
We need at least two. I cannot do this myself. I would have to have one other person who can do it, and then I'll bring the payment to you.
Leave all your weapons down below. Two of you are coming.
Bring them on.
Also, not the barefoot guy.
It won't be him. Okay,
I'm basically insane.
I'll start walking towards Alanis.
We're not red.
And I put this down and start disarming like Germany after World War I.
Keep the squirrel. The squirrel is your weapon.
Oh, squirrel's going to stay with throw
the squirrel. Actually, you dropped down and ran when you walked up to the cave.
Throw the squirrel.
Oh, really?
He perceives danger, he gets down. That's how he survived this long.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Are
you walking up there and the guard goes to stab you, and all of a sudden the squirrel jumps from a tree?
But
look at
I'm keeping my flute in my lute.
It's a powerful button from Monty Python.
Yeah.
So the only weapon I have that they can see is my staff, right? Because the sling would obviously be in my pouch.
Probably.
Let me go. I'll throw couch out.
I have the locate object.
Right.
I know. I was joking. You're doing the same.
They don't know how to make things low.
I can do that.
Yep.
I've used a detect magic.
They won't let you bring the axe.
Third, right?
Oh, on a dragon horde, that's going to be so exact.
Well, I can just set qualifications willy-nilly. I'm, like,
I'm not supposed to be on the
phone. Everything that is...
Okay.
He's
everything is made out of gold.
I totally disarm. I'm keeping my loot in my flute. Just
he's
want to point that out.
Fine.
I gave my staff to Kendra.
Dungeon Master, not necessarily
this
the guy.
This place is great.
Oh,
yeah.
We start approaching, going up. I still have to...
Okay, charge. So it takes 5 minutes to walk up around the ramp. What's there? Is anyone else doing anything else during that time?
Fire types. So
standing there.
Okay.
I'm
coming.
Are you going to move within bow range?
I'm the bull.
Okay, so Theon and Kendra are doing one Edlich. And you're in there too.
I'll practice my violin.
Okay. Roll it 20.
No.
You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say... Alexa.
Put it away.
Five.
Oh, it doesn't actually sound bad.
I say put it away.
So music fills the countryside. I mean, you realize it's probably heard for
miles.
Yeah. Put it away. Okay, I stopped him. Does he stop?
Yeah, I'll stop.
Okay.
He's intimidating. And he smells like ale. And mud. And vine.
He's got nothing to lose.
He's got nothing to lose. That's right.
He's going to smash you with one
punch. Okay.
That's right, man. I'm a wild card. I can do anything.
So Alandis and Jasmine arrive at the top in the cave wall, and you stroll in. Okay, so the cave, basically, the front of it looks like, where is it, the map? It looks like a big bowl with a couple of small tunnels off the side. Not gonna let you get close enough to see the writing, but basically this is the shape of what you see.
I can read it.
Okay. So it goes in, and then it gets wider, and then it kind of gets wider still, but it's kind of lumpy, and then it's got an arc on the back. That's what it looks like. Okay. And
is it lit? Do they have it lit up?
It is not lit inside, but there's plenty of daylight coming in.
Okay. All the way to the back?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Remember, the cave wall is 40 by 60. It's not a little cave.
What's the range of the fireball?
You have room enough in here to cast it.
90 plus your level. About
to say, we got this done friendly. Let's keep it that
way. Okay, so that's
just
the shape of it, basically.
So okay.
All right. Okay. And then,
You
walk into the big area of the cave, and you see that on that back, far back right lung, where it is dimmest, there is the remains of a pile of treasure. Now you can see there's scraps of stuff laying around, like little bits of cloth and rope and some wood like that laying around. And then there's probably a couple thousand coins, mostly copper and silver, laying back there. First glance, you don't see anything that even looks like a weapon, let alone a staff.
How do you drain
all that's left is some coins.
Coins and things.
Okay.
It could still be concealed.
And he says, there's a barrel sitting in the main room. So you can leave it sit there. He said, if it's not in the treasure, you can take the money. But if it's here and you borrow it, that's ours.
Okay. I'm going to cast a locate object spell.
All right, that's fine. One of our guys will know what you're casting. If it's anything offensive, we'll kill you before you get finished.
Okay.
Fireball! Fireball! Fireball!
Oh, my bad. I thought she said Glook, and it was actually Glock. Glook is fireball. Glock is located out here. Well,
you can see where I've made it.
We'll send a letter of apology to our next of kin.
Yeah. You won't be. She'll be dead.
Okay, roll send that letter.
We won't give him time to write the letters. I can make four dragons.
76.
Okay.
Four invulnerable dragons.
You get no location for it.
but you do get a sense that it was it either is or was in the caves at one time.
Man, y'all suck at this.
What? She's never seen it. She's never held it. She doesn't know what it looks like. She doesn't have a name. And if she does, if it does have a name, she doesn't know what it is. So, she's. This is the description. I want that stick that the guy used to save that guy 5,000 years ago.
I mean, I can use the names, but yeah. Yeah.
Facetious.
Got it.
Yeah. That's the reason. Well, you don't know who Massive and Pooh is. You just have a name.
He's Mr. Pooh. He's the destroyer of worlds. He's the
search. You don't really have a lot to go on. Anyway. So you're not located the staff via your spell in the spot.
All I'm getting is that it either is or was here in this cave.
There was a lot here, the guy says. We left the second caravan left, the third one will be here any time, but we'll be out of here.
Dean and DM. Do my detect magic. I don't really have to do any real major, just
that's great. Close. Druid magic, you just think and it happens. So they wouldn't even know you guys as well.
Okay. I want to do a detect magic and look around.
Okay. There are a couple of small magical items in the treasure. It's worth at least looking at because you don't know what size the staff is going to be. Every one of the guards, which by the way, you did see when you came in, you saw there were 12, not 6. Every one of the guards has magical items. Almost all their swords are magical. Armor is also magical.
But I can pretty much tell right where they're at and stuff, so I can go over and like kick the stuff.
Yeah, so you can go over and kick the treasure around. Yeah, so you check. You find a ring, a dagger, a helmet, and a shield.
Okay.
No staffs.
I don't think it's here. I say let's try to approach the caravan.
Can I walk up closer to where we see things? Does anything change in the locate object?
No.
Because I'm walking in the cave.
Failed to locate it, so.
This is going to look for like secret compartments or anything that it could be in that they didn't find.
Like amongst the treasure, that kind of area?
Or along the walls even. Okay. That it could be hidden.
You could search for like a secret door or something like that, but it takes a minute to search a 10-foot wide area. So, like, to search the treasure room for secret doors would take you an hour and a half. Don't think they're going to, you know, might start breaking time, maybe. He says, you got to be getting, he's still speaking in Jokian, but he says, you got to be getting done pretty quick here, or that third caravan
starts getting kind of impatient. And let's just say I don't see anything that could be the item, if you get my drift.
I say we go back to the party, relay what we found, and go from there.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. And we'll be on our way.
Well, it's all right. Glad not to have to kill you today.
So is he giving the money back?
Yeah. So on the way out, you can collect your money and gems.
Wow.
Cool.
At least he's our one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, collect the money and gems.
Money's not a huge thing. They just took a whole dragon horse, so.
Yeah. A ton of magical items, probably worth a ton of money. Yeah. That I would have loved to have.
All right, so yep. So you get Dion's money back.
Okay.
How many magical rings can I wear at once?
4.
They just came out of the couch.
You walk back out.
Yeah.
Both of you roll at the 20.
4.
19. Okay. As you're walking out, you notice that on the wall, inside, behind the barricade that they've set up, there's a section of the wall. It's about 6 foot tall and about a foot wide, but it's a bizarre kind of projection in the stone that is not natural. It's about 6 foot high and about a foot wide, and it's set on about a 45 degree angle to the floor.
And I assume my detect magic is no longer working.
No, it would still be your detect magic would still be in effect, but it does not affect his magic.
Okay.
So basically, just figure, look at the wall.
So it could be the perfect hole for a staff.
No, it doesn't look anything like a staff. So if this is the line of the floor, the cave mouth ends here, right? There's a spot on the wall that looks like this. About 5 foot tall and 45 degree angle. And so think of it like three dimensional.
So it's a protrusion, like a leaning man.
Like a chicken.
Skinly.
Okay, I'm going to lean in to Atlantis and notion in that direction and say, look there.
Okay.
See what he thinks.
What would you think?
As we're slowly walking.
10. Roll some dice.
I want to roll.
26.
Gives you the impression of a lock or a lever.
Did he ever give me his name?
No. He said his master's name was Aaron.
But is he right there?
Yes, he's walking.
I'm not sure if you've noticed, but bear with me. If I tell you something really cool and it turns out to be beneficial, can we redo our deal?
All you want is the sap and I don't have it. What kind of deal could I give you?
Let me put it this way. If I would reveal to you possibly a secret door that has more treasure in it, and it turns out that our item's there, it kind of reveals the effect. Because it could mean more treasure for you guys.
You find a secret door in here that yields another even small hoard.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's there, I'll let you pay me 1,000 gold pieces for it, to keep it.
Okay. I go over and start looking at that area.
Okay, roll pick locks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, man.
Oh, failed. Sorry, can't get open. Bye.
He was actually a good chance.
Yeah. So, anything going on outside the bowl? Anything going on inside the bowl?
I'm listening. Anyone so much as whimpers, and I'm out of here.
Okay.
Kendra's very good.
What's she doing for that phase or doing?
No.
Nothing.
He's standing there. Pyramid, Kendra, Dion.
Exactly.
We're standing there looking up at the cave mouth. Nothing's really happening. The guys in the barricade are staying back, so they're out of view. No one's in view. Everyone else is in the top of the bowl. You guys can easily talk. Those who are in the bowl can easily talk to people where they're outside the bowl. Those are outside the bowl. It's a little harder, but you can still yell to them. Okay? What you've discovered is it's basically a lever. So the whole piece can be moved to the left. You can see just faint grind marks like this.
Mm-hmm.
They're very faint. It probably hasn't been moved in years. But you think you could, I mean, it might be hard. You might have to be strong. I'll try to answer. But you think you basically could grab it and just go that way and the whole thing will move.
And I do it.
Okay? Those who are in the bowl, say versus death, magic, or die.
Oh shit.
Are you kidding me?
Those are in the bowl.
What is that? Phaser or reading bowl? Is
that paralyzing? Here. Paralyzing. Yes. There, you're save versus death match, you're dying.
Oh no.
Want me to roll for you?
No.
15.
All of those are in the bowl.
No.
Oh, we're good.
But you're not in the bowl, you're with them.
No,
he's in the bowl.
We went down with Kendra and Alanis.
Yeah, that's in the bowl.
The people who are dying. There's only two people up in the cave. That's me and her.
Those two are in the cave. Dermot, Theon, Kendra were in the bowl. Everybody else is outside.
Oh, God.
So when those who are outside the bowl see, and you guys will have to get back, what you see is all of the jets stream acid toward the middle. So 10,000 jets, spear diameter, inch and a half streams of acid shooting toward the middle.
I throw my quarter cast.
Here's every step, magic or die. Oops.
I'm not.
Does that make it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you do not die on the initial impact as the acid comes in. However, you need to get out of the bowl immediately because it is filling up with black dragon acid.
Do I have to take my
towards the
gate?
Yes. Well, where you throw it in front of you.
So I won't have to take it off.
Yeah, I won't have to throw it around in front of you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Why are you wearing a shirt?
I have my armor.
Yeah, so you have to take off your armor. And that would probably take too long. You'd be out faster than that.
I'm winning anyway.
You don't have armor that allows you
Endless
to
do
things out?
I'm not rich and fancy like you.
Yeah.
No. Let's get out of here!
I'm going to try to help him get
out. Okay. Everyone's safe versus Beth Weapon. Anyone not going with Endless?
No. I'm going with Endless.
Let's go shoot litter in the bowl.
I'm in the bowl. I'm on the end.
You're out of the bowl.
But you're seeing all of this happen.
Better than
Kendra's running
this happening.
No, you hear it. You hear it.
War!
And then you see vapor rising from around outside.
Oh. And you hear. Oh, you keep pumping those spray, 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 spray.
It spurts a little. Okay. Alright, anyway, so if you're in the bowl, save versus breath weapon.
It's like a wacky garden.
Okay. It
sounds like one,
Maze sits what?
If you teleport,
yes. Yes, you still have to pay. You still have save versus breath weapon. Please tell it. If you're teleporting out, you get a save right now versus breath weapon. Main save is 50 points of damage.
Oh.
50?
I'm dead.
Oh my God. I made 2.
I'm dead.
This level up. Dude, we just died already.
What? Hit points you
have? I only have 30.
Dead.
At full?
Yeah.
30 hit points?
You shouldn't have gone to
kill Tiramu.
Dude, you're dead.
Yeah. We thought it was a secret door, not a kill everybody.
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
Door! You need to make a saving throw versus acid for your hat.
Who puts a secret door at the beginning?
Throw my cask at
him.
Throw my cask at him.
Really?
Your hat has more points than you do.
Throw my cask at him.
Oh, wow, that's the other question.
What dragon makes a lever that runs acid in the bowl?
The kind that gives you murder lots of people.
Yeah. It basically makes me one of that fire.
A cave that anyone can see from anywhere, and he doesn't want to ever have a purpose.
So,
and it saves his breath.
So does the hat absorb all the hit points? All the damage, or?
My
unconscious?
No, you'll still be, let's see, you'll feel like you're at 2/3 of it.
That hat is so weird.
How long is that hat?
Basically, yeah, you're wearing the hat, and you function as a fighter, including all the fighter stats.
But
you still keep your regular abilities too.
All right, like
so you're basically the acid rushes in. Everybody grabs onto Edlidge and each other, and he says, you disappear. The people in the bowl are gone.
No.
And
I thought we were running.
There's nowhere to run because it's coming in from every side except the wall up to the cave. So unless you have a way to go up the wall, you will die.
Oh, I could have gotten
it.
Or if you can fly, or if you can teleport, or dimension door, or you need another way.
I'm with that
legend.
Okay.
Dexterity.
That will not do it because this whole area is going to be 15 foot deep with black dragon acid. That's what's going to happen. You have a lake of black dragon acid. Okay? Then you turn the lever back. And the acid begins to slowly drain back into the holes. But it drains over 20 minutes, not immediately. Okay. Did you chuck the barrel in or are you keeping it?
No.
The barrel would not have picked it.
Yeah, no.
I was just jumping
it's like a massive hole. I'm like, I got you, I'll save you all.
If it wasn't as big a hole, it could have helped, but it was way too big. All right, so apparently we have discovered one of the dragon's defenses.
Why didn't he use this on these dudes?
You weren't here.
He probably didn't know it was there.
Nice way to kill a dragon. Yeah.
Well, but
or he did, and the guy just let us do it.
Okay? So.
Well, he didn't ask, so.
Right. Those of you who are in the bowl when it went off need to go ahead. I'm going to work with those who are not for a moment. I'll come back to you in a second. But right now you need to be saving for all of your magic items versus acid, dex bonus applies.
So if you made your save.
If you made your save, that was fun. I think everybody did.
He didn't.
I didn't.
Tommy didn't.
Oh, Tommy didn't.
No, I didn't make my save.
The only one that I'm really concerned about is the shield. I rolled a 4.
No, you made your save, right?
I rolled a four.
Oh, God. Oh. Does somebody know where there's a DMG? Because mine's not. Okay. Oh, it's not where it's starting. Acid saves suck, but it's kind of quite expensive.
But you have to roll even if you made your save, right?
Yes, right. You get a dex bonus and major
sword.
Sword, armor. If you roll your backpack, you don't have to roll for anything inside it. You make it safe.
Highest or lowest?
Highest, all good, yeah.
If I have a magical sword plus 2 and I roll a 3.
Ooh.
Sounds bad. Metal hard versus acid is a 7. So it's it.
It doesn't matter because you can't use it anyways.
Because
you have to use your dagger.
Thankfully,
good. Well, I can use my dagger and my sword.
I don't think that's true.
Page 80.
What's the save for a backpack?
Okay, those of you who are not in the bowl.
Okay.
Atlantis again, that's from the cave. Everyone else sees what it looks like to you. They're just being washed over by acid and then Edlidge and
Belt.
Okay, you have to do them one at a time so I can check the chart.
10.
What are you rolling for first?
This is acid. 12.
Okay, well, let him have the chart because
he's going to take the chart. Let me see the claws on the wheel. I both rolled 18 this morning. So,
here's the chart. So, you can watch him roll if you want.
I was going to
Okay, so what do those who are in the cave and outside the bowl do? The acid is there. It does cover the footpath as well, so there's no way down from the cave for a good 15 minutes. Unless you have another chance.
God, I can tell it's decreasing, right?
Yeah, it is going down.
Once you put the letter back, it starts to stop. Within about a minute, it stops increasing. It's already filled with 12 feet.
Anything happen inside the cave when he did it?
Other than the smell and the smoke.
Can we hear them talking about the cave?
If it has bundles on it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is they're talking up a little bit.
Well, I just want to make sure.
It doesn't amplify as much as the bowl.
I didn't know if Leon can hear them well enough to understand this is not a phone attack.
I don't know if
that
drunk
system
had really.
Yes. You know that. You realize that.
Yeah. Hold. It's not an attack. Hold.
Nothing's that.
I'm just right next to it.
Okay.
And I'm sitting up there cussing in
6, 7 languages, 10 languages, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you say that in Goblin again?
Mainly Joffian, Rolander, Common.
It was just one of our blundering party members. It's not an attack.
That was, by the way, that was unexpected. Okay.
If it was a hero of Jackdaw in there, that would never have happened.
The guy you've been talking to was standing at the cave mouth looking down. And, wow. That's quite some defense. It's not a dragon board. So it doesn't help you, but
that's
kind of cool.
Wow. Could help us.
Why?
Hey, where's that pin?
That's 1:30.
We're going to have to get
1:30.
The next session is 1:30.
Next session.
Lunch is at 12:30.
Yeah, 12:30. Right.
Alright. Okay. Dan. Bulwark shield.
Yes.
5, including dex bonus to save as a 7. I don't know if the magical bonus
is I almost lost, Phil.
I got one too for you. The short sword I bought at Guttersby was like the very
yes,
handle.
Yeah.
My
cleric god collector.
I made
5
and I knew that the crazy guy was down there with them.
Bill is made out of...
I think he said we saw them disappear.
So it saves 13. Yeah.
Yeah. Did we see them disappear or did they get golfed in acid?
Yeah, you saw them. Yeah, you saw them disappear.
Okay.
They were being splashed on, but then they grabbed on, and then just as they disappeared, the area went...
No!
What?
I lost my class.
Do what?
My class for you tonight.
So you roll for your bow double?
I knew I shouldn't.
I rolled for my bow double. I didn't roll for the bow string. What's the bow string?
Thin roll.
Thin roll. That's a 9. Ooh. It's 5.
That was my last one.
Okay. What are we doing? Wait the 20 minutes while they're asking you
down?
No.
Can I tell this story? Can I say you blew the lever?
No.
Oh, I think it's Landis! Kendra, are you okay?
Or the only weapon I need myself.
Landis! Jasmine, are you okay?
Yeah, we're okay! Unfortunately, what we thought was a secret passage wasn't.
That sounds
bad.
Where did the others go? Have they. They just poofed out?
They just poofed out. It'll take them a bit. Each stop takes a turn, so they will be back for at least 10 minutes if they didn't come to here.
That's going to take at least
And up
foot.
Here, it's cool. Just me, Leon, and Basil.
Right, so
Basil,
and the
wings.
You, me,
what's that dagger?
Yeah, you
three of you outside the bowl, and two of them inside the cave. That's what you got.
You lose anything, Arden?
Okay, and then now Kendra, Fionn, Dearmud. And base, and just those three are gone. And the dragon monk. Brunson's going to be really happy. I lost my violin.
It's just you two and your kid.
My violin.
Brunson can't be really happy.
Okay. So what are we doing? I lost my backpack. Those in the cave. What are we doing?
Waiting for the dream.
Okay, wait for the ice cream. Okay, those outside.
While I'm waiting, I'm going to be looking around the cave just to see if I see anything, checking the walls and stuff.
Okay, last time you did that, look what happened.
I did not touch anything. I pointed.
Can we please not do that again?
Don't plan on it.
Okay.
There, I think you almost killed Guru.
In the tunnel part where you guys are now.
Okay.
Oh, it didn't kill Theon? I mean, well, that's great.
In Theon's defense, he's not exactly sure who's Theon and who's here.
And he forgets. Okay. So?
The length of the maze. Length equals height.
We've searched the area out front. We waited for the acid to go down. Okay. So those of you who teleported or who probably traveled, that's Kendra, Theon, Dearmood, and
Edledge.
Okay, he says, and the acid splashing on you, and you get like a burn on your face and a burn on your chest, and you're holding on for dear life, and then all of a sudden you appear, and you're on the deck of a ship.
Oh, good God!
Obviously sailing.
That's not what we're
looking for. It's leaning sideways, and everyone needs to make a dex check or slip or fall. The ship is keeling.
The probability is you're going to be screwed. Every one of the places that you send them.
Right. So everyone made the next check?
Yeah. I failed by one.
You're cracking today after that. Okay, so he slips and falls. When he slips and falls, he takes the whole group to at least to the deck. Okay? And you're sliding toward the rail. And if someone does not make a deck check for him, so it's whoever's holding him. So it's Edledge on one side, Kendra on the other.
Yeah, Kendra.
Great.
Okay, and Edledge as well. All right, so you wind up dangling over the rail of the ship over the water. It's only about a 5 foot drop, and speeding by. Your boots are dragging in the water. And you hear someone shouting orders. It's not in common. Does anyone in this little fiasco speak Geoffian? Okay. So there's a commander who may be speaking Geoffian, and none of you speak it. And he is yelling orders. And you realize that they are in hot pursuit. The ship is keeling over so tightly, every bit of cloth has been stretched out. And all of the crew, maybe about 25 guys, are on the opposite rail of the ship. They're all like for counterbalance weight. And you guys are not dangling off the edge. And the guy, if you look up, Kendra's on the rail, and she's clutching on to Dearmood. And Edlin's on the rail, he's clutching on to Dearmood. And then Theon is wedged up against the rail, and you're holding on to Kendra and Edlin. And you look up, and you see the commander pointing at your little group, and he's yelling something to John. Come on, take care of my finger! And,
Edledge!
One of the guys on the rail is holding on, and he says,
Edledge, how do we get ready? Get in there, Edledge!
Sir, a bunch of Bohemians just need to drive our ship!
And at that point, the ship is keeling over too harsh, and, the lines on the one side are very tight, the other side are kind of slack, and you manage to just actually physically get a grip. You have to be hand-to-hand, you can't just like hold people's arms and stuff, so you get a grip on his hand, and Edler says, and you disappear, and you reappear in an open, grassy field, and you think, oh great, we're back in Geoff.
Dinosaurs, you're big. Yeah. This is that magic around.
And then in the distance, you see a small keep with banners flying, whipping in the wind. It's breezy. It's very early spring.
What banners?
yeah, roll d20.
Hill giants.
Okay.
Thousands of them.
Yeah, they are.
Hill giants.
It's the keep of a baron named Kayril. You've met him, not met him personally, but you've met, like, seen his symbols and stuff like that at Joust before. You are in the Wild Coast.
The Wild Coast.
I don't know if this is that deep.
Yeah?
Not quite right, try again.
Is he on our deer mood right
now?
Is it a familiar?
I'm gonna need some wine! Oh. Does anybody got any wine? My wine skin has got a big hole in it.
I don't like your water, sorry.
I have a backup flask.
A little drop.
This is bad.
This might
back up. Why is it matter that I'm
north?
I didn't know. And why do you carry water?
I was going to taste it. Is that okay?
And
it
doesn't drink when she's doing better.
Sounds like you're a wannabe. Wannabe north.
All right, let's try it. Here we go. All right, we're out of here. Are you ready? Does anybody remember how many times we've done this today? I always forget. I'm only good for about 11. So.
He got a few minutes of rest while we were waiting there, though.
I think it's five
giants.
So he should have gotten like 2 points back.
Probably so many for a day, right?
He cost like 70.
Oh, he has a lot of points.
Well, he gets 10 minutes of rest in between every one. That's why it takes 10 minutes. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. All right, wait a minute. Where are we trying to go? All right. It's hard to go back to the same place you were without being where you were, but I'll try it. Here we go.
Well, we were.
Well, wait. He said it took 20 minutes to drink, right?
It's already been 20 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The landscape disappears, and you reappear in the woods about 100 yards from the wreck. In the bowl. Ah! My fish! Now, that actually took me to stop, so that's half an hour. So the bowl is drained. What does the rest of you do?
Let's head back to the party.
Okay. What's left of it?
Being very careful going through or around the bowl. Make sure we don't step in any
bridges. Well, the trail leads right down in the bowl. There are little puddles that sit and still
smoke. Not stepping in the puddles.
Yeah. Yeah, avoiding the puddles.
These guys are leaving. One of the harpers is urinating in a puddle of acid, watching it smoke, and he thinks it's funny. You look over and see Steve coming.
Ooh, natural healing.
Push him in.
And here's 11 other buddies are not going to be happy about that. All right. Anyway, so you're careful not to step in any puddles of acid. And you make your way back down the base. Now you're in the bowl. You feel really freaked out to be in the bowl.
Moving very quickly.
120 yards across the bowl to where they are. You take the little shallow steps. The steps are about 10 inches each step.
And
now you're out of the bowl and you feel better because you're thinking like the harper's going to just flip the switch on.
Halfway
across,
they pull one.
All right, and you're up. Now what?
Oh, please, Tommy.
Done all this, and you don't have staff.
That wasn't in that domain.
Do we have any word where Kendra and the rest of them are at?
No.
Better hope that was in
die. I hope they're alive.
Well, we saw them blink out.
Yeah.
They did, yeah, people in the cave saw them.
Yes, but acid continues to burn, so.
Well, if Adelaide had a probably had some issues. I mean, it took him a few tries to get him to get us here.
He didn't even know where he was trying to go the first few tries.
Right. Probability states that he will get back here eventually.
If the acid went with them.
I healed 3 hit points from where I was at.
With him, he might be somewhere in the eastern lands.
True.
Okay.
I healed 3.
What we do is we continue with the mission.
I think we should wait a little bit before we try to head to the staff was not in the cave.
You have Ren.
Yes, we do.
So, as far as those,
so.
Get them back.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.